Right now, 6:18 on the ticket. Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Boy, we're coming off quite a broadcast day. Yesterday was White Elephant Day. Some say it's the biggest day of the year on the ticket calendar.
Mm-hmm. There are people.
A lot of people.
Day off just to listen to it.
Yeah.
Or in yesterday's case, come out and see it.
Which was a first.
Yep.
We've never done a White Elephant Day on location. Ever, ever. No show has ever been out for a remote. And we finally did it.
That's it.
We did every single show. So it was a great time at Myers Garden there at Belmont and Henderson.
It was great time.
And what do you call that area? Is that, would you just say that's East Dallas? Do you call that Knox Henderson, I guess, is the most specific you can be? We did have one story, though, that completely dominated our noon to three shift, as I was on that with Corby and Davey and Donnie. And Davey had another bathroom incident. I don't understand how
Dave,
a man has so little control over his bowels. Davey has now had two incidents inside a grocery store in which he has messed himself.
Does he have IBS?
He's never publicly said that. And you would think that if he had it, he wouldn't be ashamed to say it because he tells stories that are much more embarrassing than just having a sensitive medical condition.
I think Donnie's right. I think he needs surgery on his butt.
Yeah. He needs to get a smaller...
A noose?
Yes.
He needs to have a noose transplant.
He's got something that just remains dilated at all times because things fall out of him.
Crazy. And the fact that he had his little kid with him made it more complicated, too.
And he locked the kid in the stall with him so the kid couldn't even get away from the hellscape that he's witnessing. The psychological trauma zone. And if you've ever had a kid in a public restroom, parents basically have to play complete defense.
Goalkeeper, basically.
Yes.
Kick save and
the kid
glove
is
save.
Just trying to grab everything in there. And
yeah. Don't touch that. Don't touch that.
Put that back in the urinal. Put it back in the urinal.
Put your hands up by your chest. Don't touch anything.
And Davey had his little kid with him when he messed himself. And for the second time in his life that we know of,
right,
he's had to leave his underwear at the bottom of the trash receptacle.
At least he tries to bury it like a dog, you know, just kind of using the hind legs to cover it up.
I had to do that once in my life, and I think I was 7 or 8, something
I thought you
like
said
that.
You were on a date.
No.
Gosh, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? First date. Hang on. I'll be right back.
What was that? Along Came Polly?
Yeah.
Did he leave his in the... Or was that just the one that he's in her bathroom and had to use
her
the decorative towels?
Started overflowing and...
He was praying to God that he will serve at his feet forever if he would just help him out.
And, just this one time, please.
And let the toilet flush properly. What a panic. That was when he was sitting in the restaurant with her and they were having Indian food.
Yes.
And I think he did have IBS.
Yeah, and it was making him sweat because it was so spicy.
She's looking over at him, are you okay? Are you okay? And he's just sweating indoors, dripping off of him.
Like me and the jambalaya challenge.
Quite possibly the most underrated comedy of all time,
no
Along
doubt.
Came Polly.
Never gets talked about outside of our show.
It's so funny. Philip Seymour Hoffman's character, Sandy Lyle, is ridiculously funny.
Who directed that movie? Wasn't the Farrelly brothers or the... Who were the other brothers that did...
Cohen?
There's Something About Mary. Was that Farrelly brothers? There's Something About Mary?
See.
I think that's what hurts that movie a little bit. Is there's Along Came Polly and there's Something About Mary and people get those...
Confused.
Yeah. It's kind of... It's too confusing.
John Hamburg wrote and directed it.
Okay, never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Genius.
Hank Azaria, Alec Baldwin, all great.
Yeah. They were all in Along Came Polly.
Good things.
And so after Ben Stiller gets back to Jennifer Aniston's apartment, on this hot date they're having. That's when he has to go to the bathroom and just... He just kills that toilet. And then it won't flush. And then he sees there's no toilet paper, and so he uses one of her decorative towels and then shoves that down there, and that's why it gets clogged up.
And then he's praying to God, and he makes a deal with God that he will sit at his feet and serve him for all of eternity if he makes that water go down.
Yes, as I just said.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. Yes, I just said.
Yes, as I just said.
Sorry, I was looking up details about the movie.
Anyway, so Davey has had that happen to him twice, and he told that story. It was the most unappetizing story for the lunchtime show.
Those people are there, have a little lunch. And
listen, Dave was walking around, and he's wearing sweatpants in the store. And he said he noticed that he knew he had to go to the bathroom, but he didn't know how bad it was until he felt something tumble down the back of his leg and lodge in the cuff of his sweatpants.
Okay. Now we have people eating breakfast, so.
Well, I'm not telling the whole thing. I'm just saying. I'm just tastefully adding that detail in case people didn't know what bathroom accident meant. And he said that after he got home, after the whole grocery store scene, when he loses his underwear, he said he gets home and put on a fresh pair of underwear, but he had to panic and get ready for this party they were having, gathering they were having to watch the Iron Bowl. and his 16-year-old daughter was over, and she at one point said, what do you have on the back of your pants? You have? Did you sit in mud or something?
Yep.
Oh, no.
And he didn't change the sweatpants, but he had changed the underwear.
How could you not change your sweatpants?
I don't know, especially when you know that something's tumbled down the back of your...
Yeah, how could you not burn those things when you get home?
With a tear falling down your eyes, you're burning them in the backyard.
What are you burning back there? Don't worry about it.
This huge flame.
Put wood on top of it.
They won't stop burning. I don't know what's happening.
It's still going the next day.
It's been 12 hours.
It's a toxic fire.
I don't know where it's getting its fuel from.
Did you hit a gas line? What'd you light?
Oh, gosh. Oh, he's paying homage to JFK out there. Yes.
He has an eternal flame of his underwear in the backyard.
Still going.
Or sweatpants.
Fire department keeps showing up hour after hour. No, look, I've already explained this to the last people that called the fire department.
We've tried foam. We've tried everything. We can't get it out.
We just got to let this thing burn out. Nature's got to take its course here.
Dave's ring of fire.
But it was a great story. Fantastic story. I thought that was the highlight of our shift. What was the highlight of your shift?
The highlight.
It could have been a low light in that we had Gully on, Glenn Gulletson, the Stars coach, and he was peppered with questions from Avery Johnson, Michael Irvin, Nick Saban, and Wade Phillips.
Gosh, you're on the voice carousel on that one.
Set him up ahead of time?
Yeah,
they said,
hey, coach, okay. It's White Elephant Day. You may have some characters
it's
asking.
It's what there?
Some,
I don't understand that.
What do you mean by that there?
What is this
about? Moments. And then our talent show last night kind of went sideways, but it was funny. Had a guy who could do Donald Duck voice. That's always funny.
Is it?
Yes. That's
I mean, it
may have
been
talent.
Funny. It was funny
if
when you
talk
do it, but...
like Donald Duck. That's funny.
By the way, how did they ever do that for a cartoon? You can't understand anything Donald Duck says.
I always thought it was a beating of a voice.
It is.
Even as a kid, I thought it was stupid.
Man, I loved it.
It's so hard to understand, especially for a five-year-old.
The guy with the outfield could do it.
Well, maybe that's part of the reason why I extra hate the Donald Duck voice.
Why?
Because I loved that outfield band.
May they rest in peace.
Yes. Yes.
I can't believe they're gone.
Yeah, both of those guys gone. And my one chance to interview them, they come up here to the ticket. They're using all of my instruments. It was like this huge moment for me.
Dream moment.
And I'm interviewing Tony, the lead singer, and the whole time he will only answer me in Donald Duck voice.
He was good at it, though.
It was the worst deal I've ever had.
It was great. You laughed. You thought it was funny.
No, I was panic laughing because I was like, okay, you're going to stop doing the voice here soon, right? I mean, it's going to be, you're not. You're going to keep talking. So when you made your first album, Play Deep, and you chose, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Tony? I don't understand. I was wondering, what kind of bass were you using for those tracks? Because it had, the what? You're using the what now?
But see, I can just make the noise. Some people can talk like that. That's amazing.
I think all people basically can't talk like that. Like, you can't understand
the guy
understand
last night
them.
Did. I can understand him. He was talking about why he wanted Stars tickets. That voice, it was funny.
Donald Duck was saying why he wanted Stars tickets. I don't know. I loved the character.
Like, loved
I
thought his information.
That he, yeah, I loved his information, and I thought he was an appealingly drawn character.
Mm-hmm.
But I hated his voice.
Oh, man.
And I also thought that Mickey Mouse had a whip voice.
I agree with you there, but Donald Duck's voice was hilarious.
Now, Goofy had a funny voice. I was fine with Goofy's voice. It was okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
Huh. That's Goofy there. That sounds great. But I think overall, Walt Disney, in the early days, did not have good voices. Like, I think that they didn't know that Donald Duck was going to take off and be a primary character. And so that's why they gave him that voice to begin with. They were like, oh, we'll never use this character again. It'll be fine. We're not going to be putting people out for the next 100 years.
Well, why didn't they give Mickey the bell cow of the presentation? Why did they give him a better
like
voice?
Hello,
everybody.
The Castorati or whatever.
At least you can understand Mickey. You can't understand Donald.
Yeah, except when he's apparently wanting Stars tickets. Then all of a sudden we can magically understand
him. That's right.
But when he's
I got it.
Trying to talk to Mickey Mouse, or he's trying to tell you what bass he used on Play Deep, the first album, you can't understand a word he's saying. Anyway, and then Craig, your favorite moment?
We had a fun white elephant gift exchange. There were some shocking gifts that were passed around. And our hypotheticals segment ended up being really funny. Because the last one was, would you rather... This is a bit crude.
Mm. That's okay. We're in a safe space.
Would you rather have sex with a goat?
Oh. Mm. You could have softened it a little bit.
And nobody ever knows.
Uh-huh.
Or not have sex with a goat.
But everyone thinks
But the
do.
Whole world thinks you had sex with a goat. And Daddy and Matt and Sean all said that they would do the goat.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm not doing the goat. I'll let everybody think I have, and then I'll monetize that. And I'll go on the talk show circuit as the guy who did the goat. And
you just fully embrace
it. And then those guys said, well, then how pissed are we going to be? We actually did it, and you're making millions off of it. And Sean said, yeah, you're flying in Goat Force One all over America.
You're the goat.
You're a hero, and you didn't do it. And we have to live with having mounted a goat.
Yeah, but you really have to live with it, though, because everyone thinks you did it.
And what does that do to your dating process?
Right, how are you going to get married? Or, what are your kids going to think of
or
you?
Or if you're rich and famous, does that overcome the reason that you're rich and famous?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, a lot of women just won't care. Hey, we've all done crazy stuff. Maybe she's done wild stuff.
Yeah.
We've said before, the famous thing is not what you think it is.
What?
It's not a good thing.
What is? Oh, being famous?
Yeah.
Especially famous for that.
Yeah, that.
Jeez. You're the Michael Jordan of goat stuff, doing stuff.
Michael Jordan now? Are you kidding me?
All right, the end. All right.